Declan Bonner, just after the victory here in Celtic Park, happy no doubt, Declan. You're heading into an Ulster semi-final. It is only an Ulster semi-final, but you had to get over the hurdle of Derry.
Yeah, absolutely, and we know people were totally writing Derry off. And listen, we knew Derry put up a challenge. We knew that wasn't the team that were relegated to Division 4. Was a completely different side there. I think there was maybe 8 or 9 different players coming in there. Slochneil boys made a huge, huge difference. We knew it was going to be a tough match, and you know, in fairness to Derry, they kept at it and they kept plugging, and you know, we always had that 4 or 5 point cushion, and I think that was crucial after we got Hughie McFadden's goal early on in the match.
I suppose preparing for that, Declan, was because you didn't know what team was going to come. You knew the players, you didn't know what kind of system. I suppose from your point of view, not seeing Derry, probably was a little bit awkward coming into this game.
Yeah, it was, exactly, because we had footage throughout the National League, but it was irrelevant because it wasn't going to be the same team or the same system that they were going to play today. And but we had a fair idea of what was going to what we were going to meet. And as I said, we knew Derry would definitely ask us questions, and they did. As I say, we conceded, what was it, 14 or 15 points, yeah. And you know, that's still a high score to concede, so we just have to look at that again. And I think there's a lot of freeze and that, so we need to look at that.
I suppose, I mean, you look at the opportunities Derry copped up, they had about 13 wides, and I suppose if anything, if they went over, it might have been a bit tighter, Declan.
That was still, I mean, yeah, they, I mean, most, a lot of teams will get opportunities, but I mean, we missed scoreable opportunities too. We had a couple of goal chances that we didn't take, and yeah, we've got to be more clinical next time out, and you know, we've got to be probably tighter and sharper at the back. But listen, there's plenty of work to do. As I say, the work starts really for us now this evening on down, and we get the lads back to the hotel and get ready for that.
Analysing your own performance today, Declan, I suppose the first half, until you got the goal, it was nip and tuck there.
It was, yeah, exactly, yeah. And we started okay, and you know, Hughie, I think after 12 minutes got on the end of a good move and finished it very, very well. And you know, just maybe before half time, the keeper McInnes made a superb save from Ryan McHugh, bringing strike from Ryan and bringing save by McInnes, and that probably gave them the, you know, they went down and got a couple of scores after that. But we were happy to go in half time 6-0.
Looking just at some of the tactics today, Michael Murphy getting a lot of attention off the ball today. I don't know if you noticed that.
Yeah, absolutely. And you know, I don't know, sometimes I'll be watching, you know, the linesmen. I mean, we can all see it happening, and you know, not just him, Ryan McHugh, Michael Moore, every game we go out, it's the exact same, and the linesmen are there, and it's about time they stood up and said, I mean, at the end of the day, they can see other stuff, but they don't want to see, and we tell them about it, and they still don't take you know, Michael's been pulled and dragged and stopped from running, and I mean, referee's got a stamp on that.
That has to be a frustration as well, Declan. Okay, we're not here to complain about things, but good victory today, but just some of those issues need to be aligned, do you think?
Well, I think so, and I think, you know, we're going on to the semi-final now. I mean, if players and managers and coaches think that they're going to get away with it, then they'll continue to do it. So it's up to the referees to make sure it doesn't happen, and it's up to, you know, there's linesmen, there's the officials all around the park, there's four umpires, and there's linesmen, and there's four officials, so there's plenty of people there to see what's going on, and they just need to get on top of it.
Yeah, just looking at the performance of Patrick McBurty today, it was important for Patrick to get that performance because he scored 8 points, and you know, he was the go-to guy today.
He was, yeah, a good performance from Paddy in the Albans. He had a chance of a goal there near the end that came off his foot, but no, good performance from Paddy today, and he looked sharp, and yeah, that's important for us.